Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Allie Korman, Justin Nielsen here with a look at the action in today's session, Monday, March 25th, where we saw a bit of a quiet day, maybe a little bit of some marking time, Justin, small caps outperforming, but this stock market is refusing to give up much ground.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And so we're going to take a look at what we call some of the A-list stocks, right? So you want to stick with the leaders, you want to stick with your A-list stocks. But in this case, we're taking it literally, we're going to stick with all A alphabetical names. So we're going to go through ARM, also Axon, and then follow it up with Allstate. And also, before we get started, I wanted to give a quick shout out for Bill O'Neill's birthday, the founder of Investors Business Daily, who passed away last year. It would have been his 91st birthday today. So something that was definitely on my mind as we were doing our IBD Live and doing this broadcast as well.
Absolutely. Happiest of birthdays to our founder, who is still such a guiding light for not only what we do, but I think for so many in the investing community. So definitely a life changer for so many people. Okay, so with that, in our IBD blue, we right. will discuss today's market action. So the NASDAQ today down 0.3%, same for the S&P 500, the Dow off 0.4%. And as I mentioned, the Russell 2000 in the green today by about 0.2% or so. We're looking at the NASDAQ, Justin, not a whole lot of a downdraft here. This uptrend, very much intact, very powerful. And to me, last week was pretty key for the bulls.
Yeah. I mean, if you go to the weekly chart, it was really, despite the fact that we kind of came in a little bit from the Wednesday peak, it was still a very strong day getting into new high ground. And here again, you just don't see much of it being given up. Even before that, we had two down weeks, and you can see that we were just hugging that 16,000 level. So remember, kind of that 16,000 level was an area of resistance. We kind of hit our head on it a few times before we backed away. But now that's seeming to be a level of support. So I think that's a real positive thing. You can see that we've had a little bit of sideways action, but we just really aren't going down. That pink line, is that your 10-day moving average line?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It should be, unless I changed it to an 8.
Right, exactly. Which, I know that sometimes we go back and forth.
I did change it.
Oh, it is an 8. Okay, 8
exponential. I did change it.
But, you know, 8 exponential, 10-day, it's almost the same thing. The basic idea here is that this market is not giving up ground. It's been holding the 21-day moving average line this entire time, and the 50-day moving average line, you know, it's just rising up along with it. So even if we go sideways for a little bit, it's almost like these moving average lines can catch up to it pretty quickly, because as you get rid of those older, lower priced, days of the index, they drop off due to time. You're replacing it with, even if you're going sideways, it's going to make those moving average lines kind of come up to meet the stocks and or the indexes. And so it's just really, really a powerful rally. It's exactly what you want to see from the November follow through day. We really haven't had big corrections. I think 4.4% was maybe the biggest that we had to start the year. So things are tracking really nicely. And you are getting a little bit more participation. The Russell 2000, even though it's been a lot more volatile lately, it did cross that 200 level on IWM, which is the iShares Russell. And it's holding there. It's holding above that 200. And you can see how that 200 level was such a sticking point for a while. So look, it hasn't made a bunch of progress above there, but it does seem to be holding that level. And it's now trending above its 50-day moving average line or 10-week moving average line. So that's a positive too. It would be nice to see some more breadth, but you are seeing some other areas participate, some sector rotation, XLF, XLI. These are ETFs that are looking strong. They're doing great. XLV more recently, that's been strong. And then let's just take a quick look at XLE, because that's coming up. The energy stocks are getting a little bit more excitement behind them, and so that could be breaking out of a base here shortly.
Long base.
Yeah, very long base.
Yeah. And in the spirit of Bill O'Neill, who always loved to do market research, Justin, I would love for you to just briefly talk to us. You talked about how this is tracking. And so one of the things that we have tracked is how this rally compares to the strong market rally that we saw in 2003. We're about five months in to this rally, and about 5 months in to the 2003 rally, we're tracking pretty closely in terms of the percent move that we've had. And in 2003, that was really just halftime.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really interesting. You know, it does look, you're never going to find something that tracks day by day, but if you can get something that's close and kind of is reminiscent, it can give you an idea of what's possible. And that's what I'm kind of finding with 2003 right now. Both of these markets started with three waves down. Then you had this powerful follow through day for 2003, that was on March 17th for 2003. And then in 2023, it was November 1st. And then from there, we had these really strong moves, 25% or more, really holding the 21-day moving average line to a large degree in that initial rally. And the first touch of the 50-day moving average line was around this time. And so we did have distribution pile up. We did have what we call the power trend get under pressure because of that distribution clustering. And that's also when this market in 2003 went through a little under pressure on its power trend. But it wasn't enough to halt the market. You can see that it just came down to the 50-day moving average line back then, and then it continued higher through through January of the next year before it finally had a little bit more of a serious correction where it actually went down to the 200-day moving average line. But before that, there was a lot of strength in that 2003 market. And again, that follows because you were bouncing from a horrible time period where you had seen such destruction in the dot-com era. And, you know, we had something kind of similar. You know, a lot of people kind of forget that 2022, it might not have been to the same degree as that NASDAQ fall after the 2000 top was, but we had a lot of damage that got done in 2022. And if you look at some of the more innovative companies, if you look at ARK Invest, ARKK, you can see that this was down considerably, almost like a NASDAQ 2000 type correction. So there was a lot of damage done, and it took a while for us to kind of get to right the ship after that. But, you know, just like in 2003, how we saw such a strong move afterwards, what started a really good bull market, we could be looking at something similar. And in this case, we do have that catalyst of AI, just another A for you in there, that is potentially driving this market higher.
Yeah, and those Fed rate cut expectations. And I bet some people out there are thinking, all right, well, similarities are cool and all, but what does that mean for me today? What should I be doing? And I think what this shows is one potential scenario that could unfold. If you do get that bull case, we could get some tests, you know, that pullback to the 50-day line, that was what, a 7.6% correction. So, you know, you got to be prepared for some of those pullbacks a little bit more than what we've been seeing at some point, one would assume. Better to react than predict, of course, but we could get something like that with the overall trend staying intact. So it's just good to keep that in mind as one potential scenario that could unfold. And of course, we'll change our minds if we do see a more material breakdown and not just a normal pullback to the 50-day.
Couldn't agree more, Allie. And it's a little bit more, right? It's better to react than predict, but it's better to prepare than to necessarily react, right? Do a little bit of proactive, okay, if this happens, what would I do? Because 7.6% correction might not sound like a lot, but what that can do to an index versus stocks can come in a lot more. You could be looking at 15% or even more correction in a lot of your stocks, 20% or more. And so that can do some damage to your portfolio. And if you're not ready for it, you can get rid of a lot of positions, kind of get rid of them on a fire sale when it's really, if you kind of put in the perspective that this could be just a normal pullback. So it kind of tells you to prepare for it and say, okay, what would I do? Just like a boxer. Look, they have to prepare for the, you know, getting a gut punch. It's going to happen. They're going to get hit, but you better prepare for it and know that it's coming. Right.
Yeah, love that scenario analysis. Okay, let's move on now and take a brief look at some of the other major indexes because we spent a lot of time already analyzing the market. But what can we say? It's what we love to do. We're chart right, nerds. Yeah. Here's the S&P 500 coming off a little bit, but still above its 10-day line. We also had the Dow breaking out of a sideways range last week and pulling back in a little bit, but it too still above its short-term moving averages. We already looked at small caps. So now let's take a look at some ETFs of note. IBIT tracking the spot price of Bitcoin back on fire today, Justin. This has been all over the place, but today it was all over the upside, up 11.4% after a pretty volatile pullback to the 21-day line. But a lot of focus on crypto lately.
Yeah. And I was going to say exactly the same thing. You know, so if you were gutsy and you would have said, okay, here's a bounce off the 21-day moving average line, we could act on it. But look, this is just kind of an indicative of there is a lot of comfort with risk on trades. And you're seeing that not only with cryptocurrency, but you're seeing it with some of the Russell 2000 strength. It's definitely a risk on environment. And look, that can change very quickly. Yeah. But right now, it's certainly showing that. And let's also take a look at SMH, because we're going to talk about this a little bit with ARM Holdings. But you know, SMH, look, it had some news come out over the weekend. The Financial Times reported that China was saying, look, we're gonna favor Chinese chips. We're gonna kind of get away from Intel and AMD in our PCs and in our servers for government properties. And you know, that did kind of take a blow to some of these chip names. But look at how SMH finished. It just, you know, this is the VanEck Semiconductor Index, and you know, AMD
budged.
Yeah, SMH barely budged. AMD reversed. It closed it near the top of its range, getting support right there at the 50-day moving average line. Intel, which is arguably weaker looking because it was already tracking below the 50-day, still closed in the upper part of its range. So again, just kind of showing how strong this market is, able to absorb bad news and really not get destroyed by it.
Yeah. Totally agree. Okay. We also want to briefly check in on energy. You did. We looked at that long base.
Yeah.
So it seems like underneath the surface, we've got to be looking outside of technology. A lot of those are up and out of there. Maybe they've paused over the last couple of weeks, forming some aggressive entries. We've seen some of that here and there too, but it looks like we're seeing more and more participation, including from the energy sector.
Yeah, definitely. And again, we already went through financials, industrials, healthcare. And what you're not really seeing a huge amount of strength in is the, you know, the very defensive areas like XLP. Yeah, it's trending up, you know, but it's not nearly looking as strong as other things. It's almost kind of coming along for the ride. XLU, which tends to be very, very defensive, the utilities, you know, that's just barely above its 200-day moving average line. So you really aren't seeing, if there's a sector rotation happening, it's really not rotating to defense. It's just kind of rotating to other areas and spreading out.
So that's good for the bulls.
Absolutely.
And now let's take a look at ARM Holdings. You mentioned this China chip ban news. ARM today up 3.1%. Closed off of its highs, but we did get a break of a trend line here, Justin.
Yeah, so ARM may be a beneficiary here, actually, because they provide the architecture. This is one of the fabless, and so they're doing the design, right? They're doing the architecture, you know, that Intel, you know, they have a partnership with Intel, actually, to, you know, do these designs in their foundries and create these chips. But a lot of the Chinese chip makers are kind of using some ARM architecture. So this might not necessarily be a bad thing for them. And to that end, Patrick Seitz in our stock of the day today covered this and a little bit of the China news along with Ed Carson in a few different articles today. So that ARM Holdings stock of the day might be worth looking. And in there, he also mentioned how there was that break of this downtrend. Now, don't get me wrong, ARM has been very volatile. I mean, it had that phenomenal move on its earnings and just ramped up so quickly. But when you look at the weekly chart, it is really impressive for as strong as that move was. And remember, I mean, that was from what, you know, 100% move. Okay. It really has held the bulk of those gains, you know, just coming down to the 10-week moving average line barely. So it really has been retaining those gains. This is absolutely a strong company. And so if you're looking for a potential entry, you could use that maybe as a swing trade, because look, this is very extended. It has gotten wild. So definitely one that's a little bit more volatile right now, but it's just not giving up that 100% gain at all.
Yeah. Okay. Next A name on our A list, we've got Axon Enterprise in the Security Safety Group, which is now ranked number 12 out of the 197 groups that we track. This stock too had a nice move on earnings, not an ARM level of move, but still.
A mere 13%, right? You know,
a mere 13%. So impressive for this kind of stock. And talk about holding the bulk of those gains, retaining that. That's what Axon's exactly done here.
Yeah. And for those of you that maybe remember back when this was referred to as Taser, because it's the same stock, right? Just a different name. And you could go to the monthly chart on this. It had a really big move back in, well, you can't even see it because it was so big. Back in 2002, 2003, really big move off of there. And this was a stock that just kept on making high tight flag after high tight flag and launching from them. And so here we are for this weekly chart that we're looking at, not quite a high tight flag, maybe not enough of a flagpole there. Usually you want to see 100% move there, but certainly a very strong move. And again, very tight action, just unwilling to give any of it away. And look, this has some very strong earnings. You see that this has a 42% earnings per share growth rate. So that means annually, it's been growing for the last 3 to 5 years. It's been growing its profits 42% each year. I mean, imagine if you did that with your salary. So you can see that reflected in the new earnings line that we now have on Market Surge, really showing a nice move up. You see that in the numbers down below, confirming that this has got double digit growth, both on the top line and bottom line, revenue, very strong, as well as earnings. And that relative strength, very strong in new high ground. And you can see that the relative strength line isn't giving up any ground either. So one I think that is worth watching. I don't have a position in this, but this is high on my watch list because if it kind of breaks out of this little area, that's a nice little setup that it's making.
Mm-hmm. And so would you be looking at maybe this high of the earnings day and these recent highs versus waiting for it to clear 325? Or what would you be looking at?
Ali, if you could just put those lines on my computer and set my alerts for me, that would be perfect. Because that's exactly what I'm looking at. And, ideally you'd see it happen with some volume. And look, it might cross that line and then doodle around for a little bit. That's very normal action, especially if you got anything that's kind of putting pressure on the market in general. Mm-hmm. So, don't think of that as necessarily a deal breaker if it breaks out and then doesn't go anywhere at first. But certainly that's the line in the sand that I have. You can put in a buy stop that automatically buys it for you. But a lot of times I put the alert that way I can look and see what kind of volume is it having? Right. What, how is it going through it? Is it just kind of touching through, through there, or is it really blasting through there? So,
Some of those nuances that are important for us.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the alert just kind of, if you're going to be at your computer anyway, you might as well just get the alert done. Now, if you aren't at your computer all the time, then a lot of times those buy stops can really, help you quite a bit because they can get you into stocks when maybe you're away from your desk or, maybe you wouldn't be in a meeting or, doing whatever. So it's very helpful to have those both on the buy side and on the stop side, because sometimes, you don't want a stock to get away from you on the downside with losses.
Totally. Okay. Let's wrap things up with a look at Allstate, ticker ALL. Are traders in good hands here, you think, Justin, with this breakout?
Well, look, we've been talking about how a lot of insurance names have been looking very interesting. A lot of the financial space has been looking very interesting. I would say that arguably this was a breakout, an early entry that you could have done on Friday. But it had even more volume into it today. So 44%, you see that volume percent change number. That means that it was trading more than 44% above its average volume. So when you see that happen on a day that it's kind of breaking through resistance, that does tend to tell you, hey, there's institutions behind here. There's some big money behind this move. And look, Allstate, you normally think of insurance as being this, real slow, pokey thing, but Allstate has shown that it's been able to make a really nice move. It consolidated those gains in a nice way. And, again, like a lot of stocks, got support right there at its 10-week moving average line. Very short cup here. Relative strength right there at new highs. You see that blue dot telling you, hey, this has got a relative strength at new highs while the base has been forming. So a lot of positives here. And, you know, the EPS, you know, growth, it doesn't have that kind of growth that we saw from Axon, but you have been seeing triple digit in the last few quarters as it goes from some losses in 2022 back to profits in 2023. And certainly, you know, with the yield curve kind of getting better, that's something that might help some of these financials. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. All right. Well, thank you so much, Justin. And thanks everyone for tuning in. That is it from us for today, but we'll be back with more tomorrow morning on IBD Live. And we hope you join us, investors.com/IBD Live, for all the details on that. Justin, we hope you have a great time in Hawaii.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy your time with family. You'll be missed, but we'll see you back here in a little over a week or so.
Sounds good.
All right.
Hopefully I'll come back. I mean, you never know. Hawaii does have its charms.
All right. Well, thanks again. And we'll see everyone back here tomorrow. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.